The Off the Ball Rugby Roadshow is coming to your province.
Armed with the biggest stars from Leinster, Munster, Ulster and Connacht, we'll be travelling around the country to preview the 2026-2027 rugby season. Get your tickets while you still can at offtheball.com/events.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best football analysis from the likes of Kevin Gilban, Dion Fanning, Owen Doyle, Keith Tracy, Henry Winter and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Andrew Omabamadeli swaps Strasbourg for Brussels to join Anderlecht on loan. League of Ireland legend calls it a day with Rory Gaffney hanging up his boots at Shamrock Rovers. And Celtic continue their winning ways in the Scottish Premiership. On the same night, Lawrence Shanklin scores twice for Rangers. But first, Ireland international Andrew Omabamadeli has completed a surprise loan move from Strasbourg, the Belgian side Anderlecht. The 24-year-old defender had captained the French club as recently as last week in their 2-1 win over Lens. But Omabamadeli will now spend the season in Belgium, where European football is on offer. Anderlecht will be in the Europa League after a 6-0 aggregate win over Kairat in the playoffs. Josh Cullen previously played for Anderlecht for two seasons between 2020 and 2022 before he joined Burnley. Omabamadeli made 54 appearances in all competitions for Strasbourg after joining from Nottingham Forest in January 2025. He scored one goal. Shamrock Rovers striker Rory Gaffney has announced his retirement from football. The 36-year-old scored 50 goals for the club in 187 games. Gaffney won five Premier Division titles at Rovers and scored twice in last season's FAI Cup final win over Cork City to help the club win a double. That turned out to be his last game for the club. He had spells at Merview United and Limerick, as well as Bristol Rovers, Salford, Walsall and Cambridge United. Rovers will be back in action tomorrow night in the Premier Division when they face Shelburne at Tallaght Stadium. And it's a game you can hear live and exclusive commentary of on Off the Ball and News Talk and the Go Loud app from 7 o'clock. Ben Symes will be joined in the gantry by Vinnie Perth. Ireland midfielder Ava Brennan's joined WSL champions Manchester City from Bohemians. The 18-year-old scored 8 goals in 72 games for Bows after joining from Shelburne in 2024. Brennan was nominated for the PFA Ireland Women's Young Player of the Year award last season. And Ireland boss Carla Ward has spoken publicly of her admiration for the midfielder and even called her up to the senior squad last April. However, an injury prevented a potential debut in the World Cup qualifiers against Poland. Meanwhile, Ireland internationals Katie McCabe and Kira Caruso will both play Champions League football this season. Chelsea booked their place in the league phase of the competition with a 6-2 aggregate win over Real Sociedad. Chelsea won 1-0 in Spain in the second leg last night. Ireland captain Katie McCabe was an unused sub in that one. Kira Caruso started for Danish club Køge, who drew 1-1 with PSV Eindhoven in Denmark, but Køge went through 2-1 on aggregate. The draw is tomorrow. Celtic made it 4 wins from 4 in the Scottish Premiership last night. They beat Aberdeen 3-0 at Celtic Park thanks to first half goals from Camilo Duran, Benjamin Negrin and Hyungjun Yang. The club have signed several players this week with the deadline closing at 5 o'clock today. Jordan Lutomba has joined from Feyenoord, along with Chelsea youngsters Shin Mayuka and Landon Emanalo. Manager Martin O'Neill says it'll create competition in the squad.
They're lovely footballers and it's a great opportunity for them. Great opportunity for us as well too, if we can guide them in the right direction, if that's the case. And I don't think their time up here will do them any harm whatsoever. We need the numbers. I say numbers, I think they're going to add something to the team over the next couple of months.
Lawrence Shanklin scored twice for Rangers. He beat Falkirk 2-1 away from home to make it back-to-back wins. Manager Derek McInnes, who had to watch from the stand due to a touchline ban, says his team deserve credit for toughing it out.
It's all about winning games and hopefully now we can move on to Saturday. Another home game, two home games now for us to look forward to. The window will be closed when we come into that game. And I think that for all the reasons we spoke about earlier, that will be a godsend for me and for everybody else here.
Hearts boss Wouter Franken says he can't wait to experience his first Edinburgh derby when his side face Hibs tonight. The Belgian takes charge of the fixture for the first time, with Hearts looking to continue their strong start to the league season. Rankin wants his team to embrace the atmosphere in one of Scottish football's biggest rivalries.
The guys have to know, and they know, the weight of such a game. And then it's also important that you are above the emotions, that they don't let them drag away in the emotions too much by doing stupid things. You have to keep the overview, do the things necessary that we plan to make it a good game and to try to get the result there.
Liverpool boss Andoni Iraola says new signing Bradley Barcola will make his debut tomorrow night away to Ipswich. The France international joined from PSG earlier this week for an initial fee of €120 million, and Iraola says Barcola has arrived at Anfield with the right mentality.
I've liked from him that he wanted Liverpool a lot. He just wanted to come here, and I think that's a good first sign, and being the player that he is and the things that he has won recently, I think he has come also with the willingness to help us.
Manchester City defender Ruben Dias says they still have plenty to improve on despite their perfect start to the new season. City opened the campaign with wins over Bournemouth and Crystal Palace and have since signed Enzo Fernandez from Chelsea for a joint British record deal. Dias says he's confident the new look squad has the quality needed to challenge for major trophies once again.
It's clear to see so many people have left and so many people have come. But obviously, everyone that comes to this club comes with a purpose and comes with a certain high level of ambition. So then it's all about making it work all together and all knowing the little details that make us win.
Tottenham goalkeeper Antonin Kinski says he has to repay the faith shown in him after being made the club's number one by Roberto De Zerbi. Spurs have revamped their squad with 10 new signings this summer, but they've lost their opening two league games. Kinski says the team has enough quality to turn it around and believes the results will come if they stick together.
The team is so strong, the team is good. There is a huge opportunity to be successful this season, and definitely I want to take part in that. So I want to contribute, as I say. And I hope we will give the fans what they are waiting for and what we want.
Crystal Palace are preparing to visit Fulham on Saturday, with both teams currently without a point after two league games. Palace brought in reinforcements on deadline day, with Quinton Timber, Ben Chilwell and Dario Osorio all joining. Quinton is the twin brother of Arsenal defender Jurrien Timber, and former Arsenal and current Palace striker Eddie Nketiah says he'll help him settle in.
Yeah, we just got a good relationship, still speak now. When I knew there was a possibility of his brother coming here, he messaged me and I just said I'll look after him whilst he's here. So I know he's a good player. I watched a bit of him. Obviously, he plays for the national team, so I'm sure he'll be a great addition to the squad.
Monaco's sporting director Thiago Scuro claims Folarin Balogun walked away from a deadline day move to Everton after claiming he was mistreated. An issue arose during the US international's medical on Tuesday. Balogun called off the move and said he didn't like the doubts raised about his fitness. This is what Scuro had to say on the matter.
I signed the contract. Everton signed the contract. At the last moment, the player decided not to sign. And basically, the allegation of Balogun is that I'm not feeling well by the way the club treated me.
On the football show last night, Dion Fanning joined Owen Sheehan and said the money being spent is extraordinary.
It's one of those moments where you're like, It seems to be another extension of, you know, we like whatever it takes to spend extraordinary amounts of money. And like, this is not kind of going God transfer, like, but there is something extraordinary now about the money being spent. Now, this is unusual in some ways, in that it's for a player outside the Premier League. So
The French league, though.
French league has done okay out of Premier League this year. But it is a remarkable story, and you know the logic driving it. Again, I just find it slightly curious how these dynamics are now playing. And clearly, the player is then deciding, along with his agent, where he wants to play. But it just seems like you know. At that moment, you couldn't say, like, you know, it's a well thought out move. He went to Sunderland. He looked around the area. He said, "I like it here. You know, good schools." Mm-hmm. Went down to Crystal Palace, had a look around South London, and figured, yeah, no, it's a tough commute, and whatever. Like, it's just these snap decisions. And again, if it doesn't work out, he'll be off somewhere else.
And if you want to listen back to that in full, you can do so now in your OTB football podcast feed. Become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Legendary football writer and broadcaster Jonathan Wilson joined Enda Cole and David Wilson on Off the Ball Breakfast on Wednesday. He spoke about one of the all-time great sports books, one that he wrote himself, Angels with Dirty Faces.
Even when you wrote the book, Angels with Dirty Faces, on Argentinian football, was it just because Argentina is such a fascinating country and its relationship with football? Is that what drew you to that story?
Yes. I mean, also, I had an Argentinian girlfriend for 3 years. I spent a lot of time over in Buenos Aires. I started doing a month in Buenos Aires, a month in London. We broke up, and a month later, I got the book deal I've been pitching for like 2 years, which was less than ideal, but it meant it took a bit longer to write than it would have done. Their relationship with football, I think, is fascinating. And also, from a purely practical point of view, there wasn't a book in English about Argentinian football. Yeah, we'd had books on Brazil, had books on most of the major European nations, but there wasn't one on Argentina, so it was an obvious gap in the market. Football probably tells the story of Argentina better than it tells that of any other country, that their relationship with football is so entwined with, you know, the basic politics of a country, you can't really avoid it. And also, old Argentinian footballers love nothing better than talking about themselves and talking about football. It's a great sort of cafe culture, this desire to talk and argue things through. I mean, arguably that's one of the reasons why politically it's been such a disaster of a country, but as somebody writing a book, it's great.
And remember, you can listen to Ireland's only live sports breakfast show each and every weekday morning from 7:30. It's on the Go Loud app and on YouTube. And that's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, back with more tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Football Daily.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best football analysis from the likes of Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Owen Doyle, Keith Tracy, Henry Winter and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. The Off the Ball Rugby Roadshow is coming to your province. Armed with the biggest stars from Leinster, Munster, Ulster and Connacht, we'll be travelling around the country to preview the 2026-2027 rugby season. Get your tickets while you still can at offtheball.com/events.